Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
This is my Bible. I am who it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's thank God for the Word, everybody. Amen. Amen. You know, I thought that Navy SEAL who lives in California was on the podcast. I thought, man, he must be listening to our services. The power of the I Ams. Joel Osteen wrote a book called I Ams. You need to declare who you are in Christ. I am a winner. When I got born again, I got born to win. I am an overcomer. I am a child of God. I am blessed coming and going. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am forgiven. I am accepted. I am on my way to heaven. Praise God. Can we just have a praise break? I just feel a praise break.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So we're beginning a brand new series for this month called Planted. I'm so excited. This is going to be the best series I've ever taught in 42 years. Because you're praying for me, right? And I believe it's a right now word for you and me right now. Planted. Planted. You know, in the Bible, there's metaphors. The word planted is also seen as rooted. Rooted. I believe Simon T. Bailey last weekend talked to you about being rooted a little bit. So planted, a metaphor is also rooted and grounded. Planted, rooted, and grounded. Now, the big idea for the whole month is what I want you to walk away with, and the life change is go deeper. Can you say that with me? Go deeper. So the big idea for transformation in your life, my life, and the life of Church on the Rock after 42 years is that you and I go deeper. We go deeper in God, number one. We go deeper in our purpose, number two. And we go deeper in the church, number three. And if we'll go deeper in God, deeper in our God-given calling and purpose, and deeper in the church, not just be a spectator, but a participator. If we'll go deeper in the church, those three things, then you'll be rooted and grounded and planted. So that when you go through hard seasons of life, you'll go through them and come out of them, not bitter, but better. You'll go through the hard seasons and you'll thrive. You'll flourish. You'll increase. You'll get better. Now, I've been here 42 years and I've seen a lot of people go through a lot of seasons with me. Some come through them better and some have come through them worse. I don't see them anymore. So I'm your pastor who loves you. I'm trying to arm you, prepare you, school you, teach you, add value to you on how to handle the problems of life. We are surrounded with chaos. We are surrounded with confusion. We are surrounded with constant change and a world that's out of control. How do we deal with that and not be a victim or a casualty? That's the big idea of this series all month. I'm sure you know people who need to hear it. Please bring them and let's fill that section over there. I think it's time, don't you? I think it's time that we fill it. All right, I got six hand claps. So let me tell you again. So you get planted, rooted, and grounded by going deeper. Say go deeper.
Go deeper.
By going deeper in God, deeper in your God-given purpose, and deeper in the church. Getting involved in the church, loving the church. I don't want you to raise your hands, but how many of you love Church on the Rock? Okay, six or seven. Listen very carefully. You say, why? Pastor, I want to know why. I've been church hurt. I've been hurt by Christians. I've been failed by the church. The church has failed me, but I'm still here after 42 years. Okay? Now, why should we love and go deeper in the church? This reason, because Jesus built the church. He started the church. Matthew 16, he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not stop it. Number two, why should I love the church and go deeper in the church, serving, sharing, giving, telling, loving, being faithful in my attendance? Why should I go deeper? Why should I love the church? This is just freebie. Is because Ephesians 5:25, it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church. Did y'all hear me, family? Yeah. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church. So if I'm a Christ follower and I want to be like Christ, then I have to love my church. Amen. If I'll go deeper in God, deeper in my calling, my purpose, and deeper in the church, I'll be planted, I'll be grounded, I'll be rooted, so that when the storms of life come, I'll stand through every storm. So when the hard seasons of losing a loved one, going through a divorce, filing bankruptcy, dealing with conflict, losing my job, being let down by the church or Christians or the world, when I go through those seasons of change and how my body changes and my circumstances changes and my energy and my relationships and my jobs and my careers and my all this, I'll know how to go through every season that's hard, and I'll thrive, I'll flourish, I'll overcome, I'll learn, I'll grow, I'll adjust, and I'll come out better. Amen. So that's what it's all about, everybody. Praise the Lord. All right? We're surrounded by change, chaos, confusion, and a world out of control. So I need a solid foundation to put my hope in. A solid foundation to put my hope in. So let's look at it. Psalm 92. Here's our text for the month. Psalm 92, verse 12 through 15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now, I want you to see there's two trees there. One tree is the palm tree. Am I right? And the other tree is a cedar tree. So there are two trees there. And I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget it, because I want you to see the symbolism. The righteous, that would be you and me, right standing with God, Christians, shall flourish. So that's God's will for you and I, for whatever season you're going through. Seasons come, seasons go. Relationships come, relationships go. Careers come, careers go. Health comes, energy comes, and it goes. But you and I are to flourish through every season of life, if we're planted, okay? So the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. I looked it up in the Bible dictionary, and it says that a palm tree is noted for flourishing and prospering in adversity. A palm tree. You see them in the desert. We just came back from California. All around us out there were palm trees in the desert. So a palm tree is to flourish and to prosper in adversity, hard times. A palm tree is recognized for God's favor and God's provision in hard seasons. A palm tree thrives in the hard seasons of life. So what are you and I to be? Not a victim, not a wimp, not a whiny baby. We're not to be, weak and defeated. We're to be like a palm tree. A palm tree will flourish and prosper in adversity, hard times. It speaks of the provision of God. We sang the song a while ago. God meets all of our needs. A cedar tree, my Bible dictionary says, they're noted for being stable, steadfast, strong, unshakable, a cedar tree in storms. How many people do you know that once were walking with you in Christianity and the church, and they're no longer walking with you? Because a storm came, and they didn't know how to respond to it. Difficulty came, heartache came, death of a dream, death of a loved one, death of a job, death of a relationship, and they didn't know how to respond to it. A cedar tree, you and I are to be like a palm tree. Everyone say palm tree and cedar tree. A cedar tree is noted to be unshakable in storms. Stability, steadfast. A cedar tree is known for endurance. Endurance. A cedar tree is noted for longevity, greatness, and protection. So notice a palm tree is noticed for provision, and a cedar tree is noted for protection. So if I'm planted, if I'm rooted and grounded in God, in my calling, and in the church, the result will be not wasted time. The result will be I'll be like a palm tree and a cedar tree. I'll experience God's provision and God's protection through every hard day, week, season, month of my life. If you believe it, come on, don't patty cake. This is the word of God. This is the word of God. What does the word say? Pastor, I'm going through a difficult time. I'm sorry for that. I pray for you every day as your pastor. Prayed for you this morning. I pray for you every day. But we're going to go through hard times. We're going to go through difficult seasons. We're going to go through beginning and endings. We're going to go through good days and bad days. How do we handle it? How do we respond to it? You know, John Osteen used to always tell me, you know, sometimes we respond incorrectly more to success than failure. Success goes to our head. We slack off. Don't think we need church or God or fellowship and all the others. So we're to be like a palm tree. Don't forget that. Say it with, I am a palm tree and a cedar tree. There's your I ams of that Navy SEAL. I'm going through a difficult time, Pastor. I'm praying for you. But I'm arming you, I'm teaching you, I'm equipping you right now. You remind yourself that you are a palm tree and you are a cedar tree, which represents you flourish, you thrive, you don't quit, you're unshakable, you endure, you finish strong, you overcome, you come out, you're better, you have a story. Praise God. All right, next verse, verse 13. Those that be, I'll do a Fred Price. I can't hear you.
Planted.
So that's where I get the title for my series for the whole month. Planted. And the metaphor for that is rooted and grounded. Are you rooted and grounded and planted in God today? In your God-given purpose, and that's what we do here. We lead people to a God is for them, help them discover His purpose for their life. Are you rooted and grounded in God today, connected to God, connected to your calling, and connected to the church? Here's what it says. We had this verse on the North Campus in the sanctuary up on the wall for decades. It's still there. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, that's church. And most people are too busy on the weekend now because of traveling, kids' sports, or online. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, that's church. Church hurt me. Church has hurt me. There are crazy people in church. I'm one of them. We are not perfect. We're just forgiven. Don't come looking for perfection, because when you walk through the door, we're no longer perfect. So notice those that be planted in the house of the Lord. I've got to be connected to church, the fellowship. I need a community. You know, I have the privilege of teaching Discover Church on the Rock, or God is for You classes. And I had the privilege of doing the first one every month. And I asked the pupils, I asked the students, I asked the people, what do you expect out of this? Why are you coming to Church on the Rock? And 9 times out of 10, you know what they tell me? We want a community and we want to know our purpose. That's what they tell me. We want a community and we want to know our purpose. Those that be planted, not visit, not skip, not church hop. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, what's going to be the result? You will flourish in the courts of our God. You will flourish in the courts of our God. Those that be planted. So say it with me. I am planted. Rooted. Grounded. In God. In my purpose. In the church. Oh, you do so good today, folks. Give God a good praise, would you? Now, just look at the people around you that you know that are struggling. Are they connected to a church? Do they know their God-given calling, or are they floundering? Do they know God? Do they talk about God? Do they share their story? Think about it now. When you see people who are floundering, barely making it, same old story, same old problem, week after week, month after month, year after year, check it out. Are they connected and faithful to a local church community? Are they connected to their God-given purpose? Do they live it out intentionally? Are they connected to God? Do they love God, love their calling, and love the church as Christ loved the church? Or are they bad-mouthing the church, confused about their calling, mad at God? And that's why their kids, their marriage, their job, their health is a wreck. But those who are planted in the house of the Lord, this is Bible, will flourish. And that's what I want all of you to be doing, flourishing, thriving, overcoming, continuing, enduring, coming out better every hard season of your life. Not a casualty, not shipwreck faith, not on the side, not left in the past, but you're continually keeping moving forward. That's what Pastor Blunt wants for Church on the Rock. Verse 14, they shall still bring forth fruit when they're an old critter, age. Oh, I like that. What is that speaking of? Longevity. Not longevity ending up in a nursing home. Longevity, I talked about abundant life, quality life. They shall not only flourish, not only thrive in hard times. Well, the tariffs, everything's going up. Not going to bother me. Is it going to bother you? I was talking to a downright heathen in California, okay? Somebody didn't even know God, no time for God. They had a business, and we walked into that business. We knew them. They're friends. They're good people, great people. And we said, well, how are you dealing with the tariffs? Here's what a sinner said. Not going to bother me. Here's what he said. I'm going to adjust, adapt, and get through it and come out of it better. I thought, my God, I wish Christians would act that way. I wish Christians would act that way. That know what the Bible says, you're to flourish in the hard times of life. And you're to endure, and you're to overcome, and you're to learn, adjust, adapt, and then teach others how to get through what you're going through. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They will be, I don't like this part, fat. And that's symbolism, y'all, for prosperous. I like that better than high calories, amen. They shall be prospering and flourishing. This is God's will for you and me. Not doom, gloom, and despair, complaining, griping, murmuring, whining. Verse 15, that you will show forth, we're to be his workmanship, we're to be his example, we're to be his showcase. Once people see you and me, they should see how good God is with his provision, palm tree, and protection, cedar tree, that's unstoppable, unshakable. You know, y'all know Richard Montiez, our Pepsi guy, Frito-Lay guy, right? Well, he texted me this week concerning the tariffs. And here's what Richard said. He texted me, he said, Pastor, what a great time we live in. He said, Pastor, when everyone looking at it wrong, you and I are going to look at it right. And he said, when things look bad, he said, I just remember that Jesus knew where the fish were in the lake. Jesus knows where your breakthrough, your provision, your supply, your increase is. Whoa, wow. To show forth the Lord is upright, that he's my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Am I helping anybody today? Amplified version of that same passage. Look what it says. The uncompromisingly righteous. Oh, then that's something I got to do, right? I can't live a compromised life. What do we say? This is the uncompromised teaching I'm going to receive today. Remember we said that in our confession? So uncompromisingly righteous, not just the righteous, but the uncompromisingly righteous will flourish like a palm tree, be long-lived. How many want to live long, do well? Eight of you, that's a good number, praise God. That you'll be stately, upright, useful. Oh, you won't be a liability. You'll be useful. I'm to be useful for my family, where I work, for the kingdom, and in my church. Useful and fruitful. They will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable. How many people do you know that started out with you and they got hit with a storm and they didn't know what to do, what you and I are learning what to do today, and they're shipwrecked faith, mad at God, mad at the church, mad at you, mad at me, blaming everybody but themselves. Notice the Bible says that we're to flourish, we're to thrive in hard times. We're to be a palm tree and a cedar tree. How do you get there, Pastor? Be rooted, planted. I can't just visit God once a week, once a month. I can't just not care about my calling and my purpose, think it doesn't matter. I can't think that my position in the local church where I'm to serve doesn't matter. It all matters. It all matters. And that's how you get rooted and planted. And if you're planted in the house of the Lord, then you will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable, incorruptible. Planted in the house of the Lord. That's church, family. That's church. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Verse 14, growing in grace. Ooh, I like that. As the team comes out, growing in grace. Big deal, Pastor. It is a big deal because that's God's favor. You want more of God's favor? You want fog? Favor of God. The acrostic, fog, not some of you don't like the fog on our lights. It's not for you old folks, it's for the young folks. Y'all know that, right? You're supposed to lead the way, amen. Growing in grace, that's the favor of God. You will still bring forth fruit in old age. And you'll be full of sap. You're not a sap, you'll be full of sap. Of spiritual vitality, rich in the vigor of trust, love, and contentment. You are a living memorial of God's goodness. You are showing to the world that the God you serve is a God of provision and a God of protection. So you're not full of anxiety or worry or sleepless nights or anxiety or agitation or losing my temper. They're living memorials to show that the Lord is upright and the Lord is faithful, watch this, to his promises. If I'll get planted, I'll see the promises of God to me come to pass. If I get planted, do you know every goal I had in Bible college I've accomplished? That every goal I had in Bible college for ministry, that every promise that I felt like God gave to me has been fulfilled years ago in this church. But when you think it's all fulfilled, I found out God's got even more. But if I'll get planted, then the prophecy and the promises that God made to you, that you wrote down in your journal, you wrote in the cover of your Bible, will come to pass. Because if I'm faithful, I'm flourishing, I'm fruitful, he's faithful. Oh, to fulfill. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. God can't lie. People will. God can't disappoint. People will. The church will. But I still love the church. I'm still here after 42 years. Why? Because husbands love their wives as Christ loves the church. So I'll get planted. I'll be planted if I get rooted and grounded in my connection with God, my connection with my purpose, and my connection to my church. And the benefits and the results are amazing. I'm done. Did you get something today? Come on, let's thank God for the word today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and everyone online, thank you for joining us today. But I answered all your problems today. Pastor, my world's full of chaos, confusion, change. Pastor, I'm tired of changing. I'm with you, but you have to learn how to adjust and adapt. And that comes from your struggles, and I've been hurt. I'm sorry for that. We all have been. But what I share with you today is the answer for your marriage, your ministry, your job, your career, your health, your finances, your future mate, your career. It's the answer to all of it. If I get planted in the house of the Lord, I'll flourish in every area of my life. Will it be easy? No. But if I do the work, God will make it happen. And you say, Pastor, pray for me. I don't have a relationship with God. Or I once did, and I'm one of those people that got hurt, shipwrecked, on the side. I'm not thriving. I've lost my sap, my vitality. I'm not on fire for God. I want to recommit. Whether it's a first time or recommitment, you have to make the decision. And right there where you're at, punch the button on your smart device. If you need prayer, there are people standing by live who care about you. In this room, out in the lobby, Rock Express, you say, Pastor, God's dealing with me today. I don't know God, but I want to know God. I want to connect to God. I want to flourish. I want to thrive. I want to know how to get through a bankruptcy, a divorce, a rape, molestation, drug addiction, alcoholism, pornography. I want to know how to get through depression, manic depression. I want to know how to get through the comings and the goings of life. I can't do it on my own. I realize that I need God. I need God for the first time, or an act of rededication. If that's you right there where you're at, we're not going to call you forward, but faith is an act. You got to do something. Lift your hand high right now. Would you just lift it up high? Lift it up high. Let heaven and me see it. Lift it up high. Pastor, today everything changes. Lift it up high. Include me in the prayer, Pastor. Christians, are you praying? Include me in the prayer, Pastor. I'm not done. There's more that should be raising their hand right now. This is your moment to change the trajectory of your life. Pastor, pray for me. Put your hand right up. Keep it up. Then put it right back down. Okay, church, we're going to help everybody. Let's all pray this prayer. It's in Romans 10, 9 and 10. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I repent. I change my mind and go in a new direction. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look up and celebrate everybody with all of heaven.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.